Hi, everybody. 1 o'clock Eastern here on Monday with our bonus pain relief experience Q&A. I see that we've got a couple people on the line. I knew it was going to be a light turnout here because it was last minute, and I know that Mondays at 1 o'clock are not the best time for a lot of people, but this was just the only time I could make it work, and I want to try to get it in right away for you guys. So here we are, and I know there's a lot of people listening to the webcast too. That was their intention, so hopefully we can provide some value in the next time we spend together, however long we go, whether we go half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it takes, and then in the future we'll try to make it with some more flexible times. My schedule should open up a bit in December, January, so we can perhaps have some evening calls and whatnot. If you want to, you know, the real intent for this call is for us to talk and tap together. So if you want to talk and tap, just press star 2 to raise your hand. And there's only a couple people on the phone, so I'm counting on you to press star 2 and raise your hand, and we'll talk and tap together. And the two people on the phone just raised their hands. Very, you guys are the best. There's a bunch of people on the webcast. If you're on the webcast, you can't raise your hand, I don't think, unless you're calling in through Skype, but you can write questions. So if you want to write a question in there, and I can answer it. But we've got some people who raised their hands, so why don't we first go, and some of the people are dialing in right now, why don't we first go to Kathy? I'm going to unmute her right now. Kathy, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I have a question.
Sure.
First, I had an awesome time in Connecticut, and thank you so much for everything you do. My question is when I start tapping on something, I'll have a specific issue of something I'll start tapping on, I notice that my mind will start to wander into other parts, that things that might be bothering me, and I start tapping on that as well, and before
sure.
I know it, I'm 30 minutes into it, and I don't know if it's okay to start with one thing and then I'm telling an entire story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great question. And it is okay, and it's what happens naturally. I think one thing that I recommend for when that's happening is, you know, have a pen and paper handy, and that way you can write down some of the things that you're moving off of, right? So let's say you start with an issue, and you saw that it was, you write it down, you make a note, you know, the anger at this thing or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and you give it a number, and then you find your mind goes in a different direction. Write down, you can either, you know, keep tapping on the original issue and write down the other thing where your mind wants to go and go to it later, or you can switch to the other thing, and then you know, hey, let me check back on this original issue. So I find that, you know, pen and paper can help us sort of keep track of all this, because I know how the mind can wander and all sorts of things can come up.
Okay, cool.
How's everything going? How's the tooth doing?
You know, it's awesome. It's really great. Sometimes I'll think about it. It's weird how it hurt for 3.5 years, and it went away, and at first I thought about it a lot, and then I didn't miss it at all. It's not that I missed the pain. I'm not saying that. It's just that it never came to mind. And occasionally
sure.
I'll think about it when I'm brushing my teeth, and it's just – it's still pretty cool. Next week I go in for the x-rays. It'll be 6 weeks that I will
yep.
be tooth pain-free. I'm really excited about it. It's just – it's really an exciting thing, and I have found that tapping has made incredible improvements in my life. And – almost to the point where things that I think did used to bother me that I tapped on, and now it's almost like I don't even remember what I tapped on, or if it comes back to me, I almost become annoyed with it because it's no longer there, you know?
That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
It's amazing the difference just in confidence and just everyday life. It's been
amazing.
Huge in my life, huge.
Amazing. Would you, and I got to make sure to try to get those x-rays from you if that's possible, because
love definitely. Uh-huh.
to showcase them in the upcoming book on pain relief. If we could actually show them, that would be incredible.
Oh, that would be incredible. Yeah, I had talked to my dentist about it, and he actually has a digital x-ray machine that it's not even like the old ones that they used to do. They're digital, and so they're very, you can see it. You can see the darkness of where the infection was, and you can see I go next week. And the one that I even had a couple weeks ago was clear, but in my own mind, I really needed to know.
Yeah.
And so,
would you share that story quickly? I know you told me, but for everyone else listening, I'd love for you to share what happened with the x-ray, because I think it's, you know, sometimes we think, how is this happening and how is the body healing or what is this working on? And I think your story really highlights that.
Yeah, sure. I would love to. Do you want me to just start with
Washington thing? Wherever you want to start. Just, you know, the pain that you had, what the issue was, you know, what the x-ray showed, that kind of thing.
Okay. Back in February, I had booked a trip to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to say I went specifically to see Wayne Dyer, who I love and who I really, really want to see still. And when I got to Washington, D.C., and I happened to get in the front row, which I was really psyched about, and then found out he wasn't going to be there. And honestly, I don't think I heard anybody the morning because I was just thinking, my God, I came here to see Wayne. Went to lunch and came back 10 minutes late, and you were on stage. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not really sure who he is. I apologize. But I sat down and I thought, you know, I'm going to listen. And, you know, I've regrouped and I'm going to pay attention to hear what's going on. And I was really getting into what you were talking about with tapping. And then I started thinking to myself, I wonder if this would even work on my tooth because it had hurt for like 3.5 years. And so when you got a little bit further into it, you had asked for volunteers and I raised my hand. And lo and behold, I ended up on stage. And you had asked me what was wrong, and I had told you I had a toothache for 3.5 years. And I had no idea why. You had asked me why, and I said, I have no idea why this has hurt for 3.5 years. And it was always infected. I was living on antibiotics, taking pain medicine sometimes for it.
And you've obviously been to doctors and dentists.
Oh, my God. I had been to so many doctors and dentists, and it was crazy. And I got to the point where I was just beside myself because I really couldn't take any more antibiotics. It was affecting my body in a bad way. And so it was kind of a last-ditch effort to do this whole Hay House thing. And I can be honest in telling you that I journal almost every day. I was writing positive affirmations every day. I was following, probably read, I'm not kidding, no exaggeration, I could even show you hundreds of books on self-help and all of these things on how can I get rid of this. And I got up on stage and you had asked me, and I said, you know, I don't know. I don't even know where to look for this, how it started, where I went wrong, I guess, was in my mind what I was thinking, why I had this infection and why it wouldn't heal. And because it started with cavities, then it went to root canals, and they took those out, and they put in implants, and it was just one thing after another, and it seemed that nothing at all was helping. And so I'm thinking, okay, it's got to be a mind game or something. I didn't know. And you had asked me what happened 3.5 years ago, and I really had to think back, and my first thought was, I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. How am I going to remember what I did 3.5 years ago? And, you know, then I had remembered that my daughter was applying to college or nursing, and she had gotten in, and everything was fine. And then we had went on this trip with my mom the day after Christmas to celebrate my daughter's 21st birthday at the time, to Las Vegas, and we were staying at the Bellagio, and we were there for 4 days, and everything was fine. And the morning that we were to leave, my mom didn't come down. She had passed in her sleep. And for some reason, once I started talking about it, I started feeling it everywhere in my body. And that's when you had said to me, where do you feel this? And I said, everywhere. And it just, one thing just seemed like it had led to another, and we started tapping on the sadness and the feeling alone, because you had asked me how it made me feel, and I said it had made me feel alone and somewhat abandoned. And then I realized I felt like I abandoned her, because we left her there. Spiritually I knew she wasn't, but, you know, we went there with her, but we came back without her. And so it was very emotional, and that's when the pain in my tooth got really bad, and that's when we started really working as to what are we going to do next, and it just escalated from there. That's when the root canals came and the implants and everything and the massive amount of antibiotics and, you know, pain medicine and all of those kinds of things. And then we tapped on it, and it went away. And I can remember saying to me, how does that feel? And I remember thinking, it's so weird. And I think I said that. I think I even said it feels weird, because yeah, I was so used to it. And to this day, I mean, just from that time, from, you know, Washington until now, it pops in my mind occasionally. And but even if I bite into something, it doesn't hurt, you know, and I can eat and I can too, and I can, you know, be a normal person. And I had went back to the dentist, and because we're always on this, it was like an ongoing thing. And he took an X-ray, and he said, your infection's gone. And I'm like, you know, tears are coming down. I could almost cry now. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, I don't know if you would believe it if I told you. I don't, sometimes it's even hard for me to believe because we've been through so much together. But it's, you know, it went away. It went away. And I guess it was something I was holding deep inside. I never connected tooth pain with the death of my mom. Never in a million years would I have thought that would have connected or caused it, or where I put the pain, I guess maybe is what you want to say. I'm not even sure. I'm still not even sure of how I, you know, that happened, the connection between
how it actually manifested. Well, yeah, you know, I don't know if I have an answer for you on that either. I mean, there's certainly theories, you know, is were you carrying the stress of your mom's loss for those 3.5 years and the stress wasn't helping your body heal and that infection couldn't heal? Was it stored in that place, as you mentioned? I think, you know, maybe one day we'll have an answer, but for now it's, I'm still dazzled by it, right?
That, I really am. It's because it's something that we can see. It was a very, very dark looking spot. You could see the darkness in the X-ray. And then when you look at the other X-ray, it's clean. It looks like the other teeth. And it's like, oh my God.
Well, and I love that, you know, you had those X-rays to show, look, there was an infection here, right? That was why the body was causing pain. I mean, the body certainly, you know, when we do the tapping on pain relief, we're not trying to ignore signals from our body, you know. It's not like make this go away to tell us what's going on. We're looking to get to the underlying cause so your body can heal. And that's what clearly happened for through whatever incredible mechanism, you know, the relaxation, releasing the stress, releasing the trauma of that event, whatever it was that happened, that infection healed, and the proof is in the X-ray.
Yeah, yeah. And the proof, too, is that I've been antibiotic-free since then. And so that's amazing because so much comes with taking antibiotics every day. And, you know, just the difference in my body, the energy that I have, and just what antibiotics do. I'm sure you've probably taken them at some point in your life, you know, just how it makes you feel. And so it's, for me, there's all kinds of, you know, I mean, I really look to tapping. I do Jessica's meditations in the morning and at night, and that's extremely helpful. And, you know, of course, read your book and refer back to it often. And, you know, I find myself, I was in line the other day at the grocery store. I know you got other people, but this is almost embarrassing. I was in line at the grocery store ready to check out, and I was getting really frustrated because the checker was talking and laughing, and it was a line, and I was hurried, and I'm thinking to myself, just take a deep breath. And I found myself tapping in public.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, I don't know, those people are going to look at me really weird, but I automatically went to it because I find it it's almost like a deep soul kind of thing because I don't know if it's actually the act of doing it with the thought behind it or what. But for me, and I think, and probably for so many of your people, I'm going to call them, it's just been an amazing event in my life, something that I will tell my grandchildren about. You know, it's awesome.
Amazing. One more question, and then I'm going to let you go, and we're going to get to
other
callers and do some tapping together. One of the things that I love about your story is you shared that the pain went away over the weekend, and then you picked up a copy of my book, and then it came back a couple days later.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that. You figured it out on your own. You did the tapping on your own to clear what, because you know we only had 20 minutes on stage,
right?
So it was, you know, to clear whatever was left of that. Can you share that story? Because I just think it's so empowering that you did it yourself.
Yeah, I did. I got home and I was almost a little frustrated because I could feel it coming back, and I thought, you know, those 3 days were just amazing, and I hope that just wasn't the end of it. And so I was only a couple chapters into your book because I had just gotten it at the event, which I highly recommend if people don't have to get it because it's just so informative. It's just a wealth of information. And in going through, I had learned a lot of things to do and kind of things not to do. And when I was tapping, I actually used the word infection. which is something we didn't do on stage, but we tapped through a lot of emotional stuff. And something that was weighing really heavy on me was that I knew there was infection. So I actually used that word through my tapping, you know, as I was going through this infection, this awful infection. And I was thinking, I don't know if my language is right, but I'm just going to act like I'm telling the story to myself because it was something that you had mentioned in your book. And that's where sometimes I'll get off on when I'm tapping on something, I'll start on something, and then other feelings will come up, and I incorporate that into my tapping. And like yesterday, I tapped for like almost 40 minutes, and I thought, my God, it's like I'm talking to somebody. But, you know, it's that's what I did, though, is I started using the words that were most impacting how I felt. And so I used the infection, the pain, and the loss of my mom.
That's great.
So that's what
great.
I did. And so next week I'm going for my next round of x-rays, and I will be happy to send them to you.
Great. Please report back. Thank you so much, Kathy,
I
for
will.
Your
sure.
great
Thank
question
you.
For calling in, and thanks for sharing.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. What a great story. I thought that could be a useful story for everybody to hear, the great, amazing results that Kathy's having and how she's being persistent with it, how she's keeping up with doing the tapping. It's really exciting. Now it's obviously becoming more than just about the pain relief. You know, the pain is our avenue into this process, and then we can use it to heal so many other aspects of our lives and to really create lives of abundance and joy and healthy bodies. So let's go. We've got another caller. I see a bunch of people have jumped on the line. So good to have you. If you want to talk, press star 2 to raise your hand. So star 2 raises your hand, and then I will answer your questions, and we'll tap together. So let's go to, oh, where did she go? Oh, Laura, did you put your hand down? No, you put it back up. Good. All right, I think it's Laura. Let's see. I'm going to unmute you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. It's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Okay, here it just shows L-A-U-R. So how are you, Lori?
I'm doing okay, Nick. How's everything there?
Very well, thank you. Very well. So tell me what's going on today and how I can help.
Okay. I was one of the first people on the stage with my scoliosis diagnosis, never having really tapped before. I was a newbie, and I don't remember very much about what I said on stage. But during the 3 days, obviously, you know, I got it, came home. And as a suggestion to others who might be interested, I downloaded your book from Hay House, the audio, because I get much more from the book when I can hear it, and I actually read while I'm listening. And as I was going through it, the tapping tree really, like, stopped me in my tracks, because the first time I read it, I guess I wasn't tuned into it. So I filled out the tapping tree, the blank one that you said to print. And my problem now is that the completely other end of the spectrum from Kathy, I think it's fantastic what she's doing. I am like an ADD person. My mind races at all times.
Sure.
And I'm having trouble staying tuned in while I'm actually tapping.
Yeah.
What I'm really looking for is some kind of help from you to tell me when I'm tapping, I'm having trouble, it sounds silly, but I'm having trouble staying on point with the tapping, and my tree is full of tons of things I can tap on, but now I don't know where to go first, my limiting beliefs, my past events.
Yeah.
So I'm really all over the place, as you could tell.
not a problem. It's a common problem. I mean, I get it, especially, you know, the point of the tree is to expand your mind as to all the different things that are going on. It's to help you get it down on paper. So, you know, the biggest thing that you've accomplished is you've got it down on paper, right? So instead of all these things floating through your mind, whether you're conscious about them or not, affecting you, now you know they're there. So that is amazing, and you need to congratulate yourself for actually doing that. Step 2, I would say, when you have all these things, is to have some patience with yourself, right? Because I know the experience. You look at the tree and you go, I gotta do this now, you know, and there's too much and it can be overwhelming. And I would just say, just pick one thing. And it doesn't matter if you go to limiting beliefs first. It doesn't matter if you go to events. I think actually it doesn't matter, but here's my recommendation for you. Go to an event, because the thing about an event is that it's so crystal clear. Limiting beliefs can be harder to wrap our minds around if they've cleared or not, you know. one way you can do it is you can say out loud, you can say the statement and see if it feels true or not, but it can just be harder to wrap your head around. Whereas an event, you know, you have an event and you see the emotional charge behind it and it's holding on to you and you just know that it still has a grip on you, right?
Okay.
When you do the tapping on it and clear it, you know it's gone. And just say, you know what, one at a time. And whether it be, I wouldn't even say I'm going to do one event at a time. Do one a week. You know, I'd rather you just set a simple, achievable, doable goal for yourself than to say, I got to tap out this whole tapping tree in the next week. You know?
Right. No, that would be impossible.
Does that make sense?
You know, that definitely makes sense. I'm such a type A person that, okay, I've tapped on it, and, you know, the pain's down to, I've never really gotten down to a zero, but, you know, when do I move on? When do I say, okay, I've done enough on this event or this limiting belief, you know, let's move on, because my tapping tree is quite full.
One at a time, you know, and what I always like to say is, look, this stuff that we're working on took years and years and years to build up, right?
Okay.
And we can shift this really quickly. I mean, tapping works faster than anything I've ever experienced, but that doesn't mean it's not going to take some time, you know?
Right.
And I think having patience with ourselves, nurturing ourselves is more important than, you know, something I said at the event, I don't know if you remember it, but I said that the patterns that have gotten us to where we are, right? Let's say, as an obvious one here, type A, pattern of perfectionism, right?
Mm-hmm.
The patterns of perfectionism that have gotten to us where we are not the patterns that are going to get us out of where we are.
Right.
Right? We can't just be a perfectionist to fix this problem that was created by perfectionism, amongst other things. Right? So cut yourself some slack, give yourself a break, go one at a time. Just say, you know what, I'm just going to have one success with an event and fully clear an event. So when you can run it in your mind's eye, there's no anxiety, no anger, no stress. You're not stuck on the event in any way, shape, or form. And then go, great, huge success. Circle it, cross it out, do whatever. And then say, I'm going to go to another one a week from now or whatever feels good to you.
And when I'm actually tapping and my mind does go to the shopping list or something else, just keep going through it. Just, you know, what do I do then? I just don't know what to do with those thoughts that have nothing to do with what I'm trying to do.
Well, you just gently brush them aside. You know, it's the same challenge that people have when they're learning to meditate and or trying to meditate. It's like, oh, all this stuff comes here and there and everywhere, and that's okay. Just recognize that and brush them aside. If you're really distracted, you can even do tapping on, even though I'm so distracted and I don't know what to do. Right.
I
deeply and completely love and accept myself, even though my mind is wandering and I don't want to do this, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. That all makes sense. And I think you're saying to give myself a break is one of the most helpful things because no one's harder on myself than I am.
Absolutely.
So it's hard to read everyone's successes and just to say, wow, what's going on with me? And it can be frustrating.
I get it. And you can tap on that frustration because we don't want that frustration to keep building up and become the stressor itself, right?
Right. And on my wish list would be if there is, you know, time in your life at some point, if you could just do a small, like, audio just of tapping for us, because I know it sounds silly, but your voice brings me back. It resonates. Plus it is 3 days, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but you saying it, it does make a difference for me. It does.
I appreciate that. I just wrote it down, audio for pain relief tapping. I cannot make any promises, but I will absolutely do my best.
But, I've spoken to a few people, and I think it's common for us to really resonate when we hear your voice. So it keeps me tuned in. So that's my
Great, absolutely. Wish. And, you know, like I said, my schedule, I'm traveling the next couple of weeks, but December gets a little bit quieter. So maybe in the midst of writing the book, I can record that. And Laurie, let me ask you, you wrote me a really kind email on Facebook, and you told me about a sliver of hope. Will you just share that with me?
Yes, I really went in there with no hope after the diagnosis from the doctor, which was, you know, rudely and brutally given to me with kind of no hope, and you'll be in a wheelchair. And as soon as I got there, and Dave's David spoke before me, and his story was just so poignant. And this man who, you know, had been tortured by neo-Nazis, and oh my God, and he was right before me, and I said, wow, if this man has hope and his pain has lessened, I have got to have hope. It's amazing. Really what I took with me is there is hope. You cannot give up. There's a room of people here who all have the same thoughts and are all feeling, some of them hopeless, helpless, this will never get better. And if nothing else, I left there with that little sliver in my little toe saying, don't give up. You can do it too. If they can do it, you can do it. And really that is what you brought me, if nothing else for the weekend, that resonated with me so strongly because I have done tapping every day. I've just dove into Hay House and I've been going through the CDs that were in the pain seminar, the world one, and everything has just brought me to this level where giving up, it's not even in my vocabulary, and I could never say that before the weekend. So that has been such a tremendous hope to me, from someone who really, really walked in thinking I was just going to, you know, walk out and say, oh, you know, another, okay, I tried, but that was it. And I walked out completely a different person, and I could never thank you enough for that.
Oh, you are most welcome. Thank you for sharing that. Do you want to do a little tapping together on just, you know, frustration that it's not shifting as quickly as you want it to?
I would love to.
Because I'm sure everyone on the call would probably resonate with that as they have their ups and downs and successes. And we're not going to call them failures. We're going to call them more lessons, more insights. So tell me right now, just as a gauge, and I know I just asked you to share about the sliver of hope, so your energy has been focused on there, but just tune into the frustration.
Okay.
So we can make sure to root it out. And how strong is that frustration, 0 to 10?
I would say it's probably a 7.
Okay. And where do you feel it in your body?
In my back, my side and my back.
Okay. And how's the pain right now as we talk?
It's poking at me.
Okay. 0 to 10?
I would say it's an 8.
Okay. And what's the frustration about specifically? What are the thoughts that you say to yourself?
That I'm frustrated that it's not happening yet for me and that I don't feel what I know is I could feel, and I'm trying to rush it and stop doing that, and I'm frustrated at myself.
The whole thing.
Exactly.
Great. All right, tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I have all this frustration in my body, Why isn't it happening more quickly? I really want better results. I see other people getting them. Why not me? And I'm so frustrated. And I deeply and completely love myself. Still on the side of the hand. Even though I'm so frustrated. Why do I still have this pain? I have this sliver of hope. But I'm also frustrated. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. One more time in the card shop point. Even though I have all this frustration in my body. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow. All this frustration. Side of the eye. In my back. Under the eye. In this pain. Under the nose. Why am I not doing better? Under the mouth, what am I doing wrong? Collarbone, all this stress and frustration. Under the arm, in every cell of my body. Top of the head, why isn't it clearing for me? Eyebrow, I see other people getting results. Side of the eye, and I'm not getting the same results. Under the eye, and that's so frustrating. under the nose, all this frustration in my back.
All this frustration in my back.
Under the mouth, this pattern of beating myself up.
This pattern of beating myself up.
Collarbone that's stored in my back.
That's stored in my back.
Under the arm, this habit of beating myself up.
This habit of beating myself up.
Top of the head, that's stored in my back.
That's stored in my back.
Eyebrow, it's safe to let this pattern go.
It's safe to let this pattern go.
Side of the eye, it's safe to cut myself some slack.
Safe to cut myself some slack.
Under the eye, it's safe to give myself a break.
It's safe to give myself a break.
Under the nose, right now.
Right now.
Under the mouth, in every cell of my body.
In every cell of my body.
Collarbone, and especially my back.
And especially my back.
Under the arm, I relax and let go.
I relax and let go.
Top of the head, relaxing and letting go now.
Relaxing and letting go now.
Deep breath. And just sit back in and see how that feels.
Wow. I've got to tell you, that was really amazing because I had this heat come up in my body, in my back, which really never happened before at all.
You never had the heat in your back?
Never had the heat come out across the back where it hurts, and that has never happened to me.
Wow.
And it that was really amazing. I when I was on stage, I don't even remember if we tapped to my back or not. That's how much I forgot because I was just in a state. But this was amazing. This was amazing. I feel totally different than I did 5 minutes ago when we started.
Where's the pain 0 to 10 right now?
Wow, I think the pain is like at a 1/2, maybe 0.5. It's,
no,
it's really,
wow. Wow.
I mean, it really went way down.
And has it gone down to this? Is it something that comes and goes?
No. It certainly has not. I'm really, so, my head is, no. It hasn't done that at all.
All right.
Wow,
and what resonated with you most there? Why such a dramatic shift?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. I just think it's you telling me that this can happen, and I put so much heaviness and on your voice, and you were talking to me, and it was about me, and nothing else came up. I was tuned into you, and that was it. That was it.
Mm. Let's do one more round of tapping. Tapping the side of the hand. Even though I've been holding on to this pattern.
Even though I've been holding on to this pattern.
Of beating myself up.
Of beating myself up.
And I've stored it in my back.
Stored it in my back.
It's time to forgive myself now.
It's time to forgive myself now.
Even though I've been so hard on myself.
Even though I've been so hard on myself.
For so long.
For so long.
Always trying to be perfect.
Always trying to be perfect.
I choose to be compassionate towards myself now.
I choose to be compassionate towards myself now.
Even though I've stored this pattern in my back.
Even though I've stored this pattern in my back.
For so many years.
For so many years.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, this pattern in my back.
This pattern in my back.
Side of the eye, of being hard on myself.
Of being hard on myself.
Under the eye, of seeking perfection.
Of seeking perfection.
Under the nose, and punishing myself.
And punishing myself.
Under the mouth, when I don't achieve it.
When I don't achieve it.
Collarbone, it's time to release this pattern.
It's time to release this pattern.
Under the arm, it's time to forgive myself.
It's time to forgive myself.
Top of the head, in every cell of my body.
In every cell of my body.
Eyebrow, in every cell of my back.
In every cell of my back.
Side of the eye, releasing this old pattern.
Releasing this old pattern.
Under the eye, and letting it go.
And letting it go.
under the nose, releasing this old pattern.
Releasing this old pattern.
Under the mouth, and forgiving myself now.
And forgiving myself now.
Collarbone, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Under the arm, relaxing and releasing.
Relaxing and releasing.
Top of the head, right now.
Right now.
Deep breath.
Wow, I just took a nice vacation. I feel I had a lovely weekend away, and now I'm back. I feel great. I feel great. This is insane. Now I know what they were talking about.
You mean what everyone talked about all weekend who was getting great results?
Exactly. Like now I say, oh, that was what it was. Yeah, very much so. That's crazy. This is crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you are amazing for your persistence. I mean, I honor that so much that you came to 3 days, got that sliver of hope, didn't get the results you wanted to. You see all these other people getting results, which I know how frustrating can be. Oh, I mean, people dancing in the aisles, stretching, jumping, and you just stuck with it. And
yes.
Look at what just happened.
Wow. I don't know what to say, except I can't thank you enough for sticking with me also.
No, it's my pleasure. Pain 0 to 10 right now?
Pain is really, right now, I'm scared to say the number 0, but it's really the 0 right now.
Well, tell me why you're scared to say, I get it, but tell me why you're scared to say the number 0.
Because I'm scared that tomorrow we'll wake up and, you know, start to cycle again. But if I do, I know where to go, and I know this is being taped, and so I will play it over and over. That's all.
Say out loud, I'm scared it's going to come back.
I'm scared it's going to come back.
How true does that feel, 0 to 10?
No, it doesn't really. I feel like a 2 right now, which is great.
Oh, that's really great.
That's really great.
Well, you can tap on that too, you know. So, I mean, that it's part of the challenge of the pain cycle, that even when we clear through it, it's that expectation. We want to clear the expectation that it's going to come back as well, you know.
Right, right. Oh, boy, okay.
Will you check in on the Facebook group in the next couple of days and keep sharing your successes with us?
Absolutely, I always do. Yes.
Wonderful.
And everyone also, because the Facebook group has been wonderful, and I just hope everyone sticks with that, because I think everyone is getting something out of it, and it's a great way for us to stay in touch.
I agree. Lori, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What an amazing result. I'm still shocked. You know, how incredible is, you know, she was there for 3 days tapping, had a sliver of hope, found, I'm sure, great insights and awarenesses, and then stuck with it and got a big result. It's just incredible. It says so much about Lori. It says so much about this process and being persistent with it and how powerful it is. Remember, if you want to tap and talk live, you just press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand, star 2, and we can chat. And this is what it's all about, so don't be shy unless you're at work and you need to, like, you can whisper to me what's going on if you're surrounded by people. But raise your hand, press star 2. Until we get some volunteers, I'm going to answer a couple questions that came in through the Q&A. Mark said, when you are in public, can you do physical tapping while thinking silently without talking out loud? Yep, 100%. You can think it. And, you know, sometimes I even find that when I'm at home, I'll be in my office and do some tapping and just have been doing mentally. So you can definitely do it mentally. Certainly, when we speak, we bring some more energy to stuff. There's a different power that comes from speaking. So if you can speak, do it. But if not, the mental act with the physical tapping is great. Brenda asked, since I returned from the weekend, I just can't seem to keep tapping. I get distracted or don't make time for it. I feel very isolated with tapping. I was much happier tapping with the group. What do you recommend to help with motivation? Great question. I mean, this is obviously one of the powerful things that happens on the 3-day event, that we are focused, we're together, we're doing it. And, you know, look, it's going to happen. You're going to get distracted. There are going to be times when you're not making time for it. But just have that awareness. the Facebook group is a great way to, you know, post this question on the Facebook group next time you're feeling it, and you're going to do nothing but get love from other people who are having similar experiences, and maybe that can be the thing that can motivate you right then and there. So it happens. It's okay. Looks like another Brenda, unless this is not coming up right, from British Columbia. What can I do when I'm resisting changes so much that I'm almost self-destructive? And the email is with a John, so I don't know if it's Brenda or John asking the question. But, you know, what you can do is start by, because I can just hear in the tone of the question, the anger that you have towards yourself, that you're being self-destructive, that you're self-sabotaging, that you're not doing the things that you should be doing. Start tapping on that first. Even though I'm beating myself up for not being perfect, even though I'm beating myself up for not having all this happen quickly, even though I'm beating myself up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, tap on those things and clear that out first. Okay? So I hope that's helpful. We've got another caller we're going to go to, and I don't have a name. It just says a cell phone, and it says Vancouver, British Columbia. So who is in Vancouver? Can you hear me?
I'm in Vancouver.
Well, then that's you. Who am I speaking to?
Brenda, you just answered my – well, you answered my question. I'm the one that put in about self-destruction.
Perfect. So let's talk about that. What did you think of my answer?
Well, it makes sense, but I was – like I read the book about your area about change, resistance to change. I found that I was getting resistant, so I was working on resistance to change, and it just my friends tell me that I'm probably the strongest person they've ever met from what I've managed to, you know, get through in my life. And I think because of whatever coping mechanisms I've had, I think subconsciously I'm afraid of peeling those layers off because that's what saved me. And
yeah.
My body is rebelling, or my mind's rebelling. Like, I had a horrendous Friday. It started off where I couldn't, had this craving for like sugar and salt and candy, and I never do. And I couldn't stop eating this stuff. And then I went out with some friends, went to a football game, and I was going to have a glass of wine. I ended up having, I don't know, too much wine. And the boots I had, the heel on them, was the tread had come off. And so I slipped about three times. The third time, I fell and smacked my head on the cement. And I got a big lump, a black eye, bruised shoulder and a knee. And I'm thinking, I'm beating myself up. I mean, it was totally a self-destructive 24 hours. And now I'm scared. I'm scared of doing this happening because my mind is saying, ain't going to happen. You're not doing this. So I don't know.
Let's just do some tapping right now and get some clarity. You know, oftentimes when we don't know in the inquiry process, just doing some clarity right then and there can help. Okay? So tapping the side of the hand. Even though I'm so confused.
Even though I'm so confused.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
I want to heal.
I want to heal.
But I don't.
But I don't.
Because it's not safe.
Because it's not safe.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all this confusion.
Even though I have all this confusion.
I'm beating myself up.
I'm beating myself up.
Literally.
Literally.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm beating myself up.
Even though I'm beating myself up.
Literally.
Literally.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow. Beating myself up.
Beating myself up.
Side of the eye, literally.
Literally.
Under the eye, literally beating myself up.
Literally beating myself up.
Under the nose, what's going on?
What's going on?
Under the mouth, why am I resisting change?
Why am I resisting change?
Collarbone, what's stopping me from changing?
What's stopping me from changing?
Under the arm, why does it feel so scary?
Why does it feel so scary?
Top of the head, change feels scary.
Change feels scary.
Eyebrow. Healing feels scary.
Healing feels scary.
Side of the eye. All this fear in my body.
All this fear in my body.
Under the eye, around change.
Around change.
Under the nose, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Under the mouth, it's safe to release this fear.
It's safe to release this fear.
Collarbone, from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Under the arm, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Top of the head, letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
Deep breath. And what came up for you there, and how does that feel?
Well, my head's throbbing more.
That's fine. It's good. I'm sorry that you're in pain, but, you know, it just shows energy's moving. Why?
No,
why do you feel the change? What came up for you?
There wasn't anger. There wasn't fear. There was nothing. It was just, I felt like, you know what I felt? I felt like I was just going through the motions. That's what I felt. Apathy.
Okay.
That's what I felt.
Okay.
Apathy.
And why is that?
I don't know.
What's the apathy about?
No, I'm just going through the motions. I don't know. I guess maybe it's just a reaction to fear rather than feeling. I'm shutting down. I just don't know.
Go back to that. Go back to that because you just hit it. Rather than fear, shutting it down. Bleh. Apathy, right?
Right.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care, whatever.
Yeah. That's a coping mechanism. I've used that, yes.
Tapping the side of the hand. Blah.
Blah.
I don't care. Whatever.
Whatever.
I refuse to feel any of this. It's stupid. Why am I even doing this?
I'm wasting my time.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm wasting my time. Blah.
Blah.
I'm apathetic. I don't care. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I just don't care.
At all.
I refuse to feel.
I refuse to heal. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow, this apathy. Side of the eye, I just don't care.
Well, you know what? It's not working anymore. It's not really sad.
Yeah, I know. I could hear it. So tell me. Under the eye. Tell me why you're sad.
This is a lot of pain.
Okay.
And all the things I was working on, you know. There's just so much. And I really identify with the previous caller. There's so much. And I do get overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. So I just started somewhere, like you said. But there's so much.
Can you handle one thing? Maybe once a week.
Yeah.
What's a good goal to set for yourself? Because if you look at it all at once, it's too much. It's overwhelming.
Oh, I don't want to take a year. Once a week, it would take me a year to go
through this. So let me ask you this: if I said to you, "Look, I got a plan, okay, but it's going to take you a year, and a year from now, you're going to have transformed your life and your body. You're going to have to transform your pain, the way you feel, the way you go about the world. It's a one-year plan. Doesn't take much time. It takes you, you know, maybe an hour a week." Or I say to you, yeah, you can put pressure on yourself and say you're going to get it done in a month, and then you'll rebel against yourself because it's not doable, and then you'll get pissed off, and you'll be overwhelmed, and you'll be frustrated, and you'll be exactly where you started a year from now. Which plan do you want?
Door number three. I guess a year, yes.
Okay.
It just seems so long. But
would you be happy a year from now if it... A year from now, if it was all done, you would, I mean, and all done, obviously, focusing on these big issues. Like, we're working every day on things, but the big things that are in your way, if you could clear them out in a year, I think it would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay. So, and you know what? Set the year goal and then find that, hey, instead of doing it once a week, 1 hour a week, I actually snuck in a second hour, and now I'm doing it in 6 months. But I'd rather you set yourself up to succeed.
Friday happened. I was doing too much all at once, is what you're saying, and that's why I did that to myself.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. What I don't want to see you doing is, again, continuing the same patterns of beating yourself up. Do not beat yourself up about not tapping enough, okay? Self-defeating patterns. Do the tapping on cutting yourself some slack and give yourself a break. That is critical.
Okay.
Critical.
Okay. It's doable.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's doable.
Okay, so let's do one more round of tapping. Tap in the side of the hand. Even though I feel the sadness in my body.
Even though I feel the sadness in my body.
There's so much work to do.
There's so much work to do.
So much stuff to clean up.
So much stuff to clean up.
I choose to relax and forgive myself now.
I choose to relax and forgive myself now.
Even though I feel all this anxiety in my body.
Even though I feel all this anxiety in my body.
I have to be healed now.
I have to be healed now.
I have to fix this now.
I have to fix this now.
And I can't wait.
And I can't wait.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I put so much pressure on myself.
Even though I put so much pressure on myself.
To heal now.
To heal now.
I choose to relax and forgive myself.
I choose to relax and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, this pattern of pressure.
This pattern of pressure.
Aside of that, putting so much pressure on myself.
Putting so much pressure on myself.
Under the eye, to fix this now.
Pardon me?
To fix this now.
I didn't. Oh, to fix this now.
Under the nose, all this pressure.
All this pressure.
Under the mouth, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Collarbone, it's safe to relax.
It's safe to relax.
Under the arm, and know all is well.
And know all is well.
Top of the head, it's safe to relax and know all is well.
It's safe to relax and know all is well.
Deep breath.
Thank you.
How's that feel?
I feel calmer, thank you.
Okay. So you got a plan going forward?
You betcha.
Yeah?
Yep.
Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, go ahead, what was that?
Oh, I said, I don't know how much or how often, but I won't do what I was doing before, which was cramming. So I will I'll take my time.
Do your best. Allow it to sink in. Give yourself a break. Do some tapping and then enjoy the tapping, right? Enjoy the, wow, I just released that. Let me go and have fun in the world with that one less thing holding me back.
That's funny you say that because I saw it as another chore. Something that I have to do that must be done. That's the way I saw it. I didn't see it as a joy. But I guess it is, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, well, that's good.
Thank you for calling in. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So I see a little pattern emerging, and I get it where you are trying so hard to affect this change, and we force it. We can't force it. We work on clearing the frustration. When you get that frustration out of the way, then clarity can come. All right? So if you find that you're frustrated about not getting results, tap on that first. We're coming close to the top of the hour where we've got to end, but I want to, there's another person with their hand up and I want to get to them. So maybe I can answer a question or we can leave some, I can give some direction or do something in the next few minutes. So this is a Skype user from Bakersfield, California. Can you hear me? I hear some clicking. Can you hear me, Skype user? Talk if you raised your hand and think it's you.
I did talk. Is it me?
Oh, I got you now. Who's this?
This is Mark, and I'm from Waterford, Michigan.
Well, Mark, it is showing you up as Bakersfield, California.
Hey, this is the first time I've used Skype. I don't know how to do it, so I'm amazed I got through anyway. So
great. Thanks for raising your hand and calling in, Mark. So we only have a few minutes, but perhaps I can answer your question, point you in the right direction. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
That would be great. I have had tremendous success using tapping, and it's been wonderful to me. I'm one of those guys that jumps down the hall, and it's been great. I got back from out east, and I read a book by another guy who turned me on to the tapping, and it dealt with fears and how the fears have been ingrained in us since the time we were born, and, you know, right on up until everything. And I've been very angry that the fact that I was never really given an opportunity, so I've been attempting to kind of rewire my brain so I'm not afraid of everything all the time. It's a odd kind of a question, but I'm not too sure if I'm going the right direction with it or if I'm doing it correctly. I don't always feel anxious. I just realize that I believe this is just something that's very true. The book was The Four Agreements.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great book. So have you seen a decrease in your fear? Are you moving in the right direction?
Well, I guess I believe that I have been. I believe that, for instance, I have psoriasis. I believe that it is probably one of the primary causes of my psoriasis. I was taught, you know, we were taught always to be afraid of everything and then never to express it, you know, to bottle it, to never show it. My first initial thing that I've been tapping on is the anger that I was taught this instead of being taught to love and care and accept everybody. And then I got angry at the fact that I was taught, you know, never to express the anger that you have and always bottle it in. So, I mean, I'm kind of gotten this kind of a circle going in a circle. I don't really want to let the anger out. I don't want the anger. I don't want the fear. I don't want those things. I want to rewire my brain so that it functions from a different point of view.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me what you're doing to make that happen and where I can give you some guidance. Where do you feel stuck or not moving in the right direction?
I tap on the karate chop point and basically say that even though that I was born with fear and taught fear throughout my life, I basically deeply, completely love and accept myself. And I'll do that three times with maybe some variations of it and then go through the different points on the face and the body, you know, expressing I'm
sure.
I have this fear. I was born with this fear. It was taught to me by my loving parents who didn't do it out of malice but did it because that was the way that was always done.
Yeah.
You know,
all right, so here I've got something for you that's going to change it completely for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is how you're going to get really great results. I want you to get specific. So instead of using that global statement, which is great to get started and,
right,
you know, to do some tapping, I want you to take a piece of paper and a pen and make a list of as much as you can remember. And I know some stuff you won't remember and some stuff you'll be like, am I guessing? And even if you're sort of guessing and making it up, oh, I sort of feel like this happened. I want you to list the ways and the events, the things you heard, the things that happened that taught you fear.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to tap through those events that made up this belief that constitutes the fear. It's when you go through those events that you'll see you get really dramatic results.
I understand what you're saying. I can do that. I have done that with some other issues that were probably not as well defined or bigger defined than that, but I'll do that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Give that a try.
All right, will you post on Facebook and let me know how you're doing with it, if you have any other questions?
I most certainly will, without a question.
Great.
And by the way, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
All right, take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right. So that this applies to everybody. You know, tapping on global beliefs can be hard to sort of clear them. You can certainly tap on them, and sometimes they shift in a big way. But if they're not shifting the way you want them to, go to the specific events. Where did you learn those things, right? So thank you, everybody. We had a great turnout. I was actually surprised. I thought it was going to be less because, you know, it's not the best time. But we had, you know, 25, 30 people on the call out of the 80 who were at the seminar. So I'm really impressed. Thank you for making that commitment. I hope you found this helpful. If you found it helpful, please post on Facebook. Let me know what you learned from it, what breakthroughs you had, what came up for you, and if it's something that we should continue doing. I think we should. I think that was very helpful. But just let me know on Facebook how you're doing, and we'll let you know when the next one is scheduled. Thanks, everyone. Take care and keep tapping.